I can find you.
Okay.
Hello?
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nakia. How may I help you today?
Hi. The prior person just transferred me to you. Nitty-gritty of it is I had post office knock on my door today saying they couldn't deliver a package because postage was still owed on it.
I'm going to need your name and address.
Anthony Harding, 1119 South Galbraith, Galbraith Street, Blue Earth, Minnesota, 56013.
All right. So because you have multiple accounts, which one are you calling in particular?
They don't tell me. All I've got is the tracking number. They don't tell me which account is being delivered on.
Out of your subscription, which one was the one that was that you haven't been billed for the month of, or that you've been billed for the month of June, to make it a little easier on my end?
I've got several coming. I had two shipped just last week.
Can you give me the name of them?
Give me a second. You guys have to work on your computer system a little bit. Let's see here. 268. That's not that one. Not that one. Okay, so this one says it's delivered. This one says it was delivered.
I'm also looking. I see Enterprise D.
Mm-hmm.
I see Nissan GTR. Ghostbusters. That's also Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Those
I'm
are the three most
June.
Recent ones for the June the 1st or 2nd.
I'm back to June 1st now, and it's saying everything has been delivered. Going, okay, status not available. And that was James Bond DB5. Okay, now we're back into status not available, probably because that's when we accomplished our move. See, I'm back into 524 now, and it's staying, and June 1st was delivered. I'm not seeing which one it's supposed to be because everything else is still. So the most recent one that is still out, or the oldest one that is still out, give me one second here.
Okay.
Give me one second. It's going to be the Enterprise, but that's saying it's in Melrose Park, Illinois.
So you're calling in regards to the Enterprise D, possibly?
It's saying it's in Melrose Park, though. So I... And DHL has never given us an issue. I receive stuff from Britain and from DHL. So I don't...
We're just going to go into Enterprise D. One moment.
Okay.
Does that receipt have a price on it or a date?
So it's got a date 6/7/21 Eagle Moss, Anthony Harding, 1119 South Galbraith. It was a package. We have an item which we could not deliver because it requires payment to 10/59 for postage due. $10.59.
And it stated that the price were how much?
$10.59.
Well, it's not that because Enterprise B is $12.90. So we're going to proceed forward.
They're saying it's the postage. So to $10.59, we're only paying $2, only paying a little over $2 in postage. So I'm trying to figure out why I'm even being charged five times as much.
Yeah, see, I don't know that answer. What's the tracking number?
So I've got article number of 5293-0619-6801-5447. That's what's on the slip that they gave me.
All right.
If I have to, I'll give UPS a call too. They said to call you though, and that, like I said, part of it doesn't make sense to me because almost $11 isn't what I paid in shipping.
Correct. That's why I'm not. Hold on. And you said it said it was undeliverable due to.
They're marking it as undeliverable due to unpaid postage, or it requires a payment of $10.59 for postage due. And I'm at least assuming that's not because of my move, because they were forwarding the packages just fine. I received something like 8 packages at our new house from you guys.
All right. I'm going to place you on hold.
Okay.
Because we don't know exactly which account it is, I'm just going to provide your first and last name.
Okay.
Anthony. Zip code 56013?
Yes. I mean, if it's a problem with the move, it shouldn't be a problem going forward because I have changed my address with you guys, but it's, like I said, it hasn't been a problem for almost a month now, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
Okay, I'm going to see if there's a supervisor available who can look into this possibly just by using that tracking information only. If that is a possibility, I will provide you with the account information in detail. Sorry, if it's not available, then I will need to escalate the concern and then have a supervisor get in contact with you. So,
okay.
One moment.
Can you get Kenny and Sakura around back? Okay. You okay?
Okay. Thank you so much
yes.
for your patience. I just wanted to let you know I was still here.
Okay.
Trying to see if I can get in contact with a supervisor, which I think someone just has.
Okay. And I understand you. This is all confusing because it's confusing me too.
Yes, because I've never had this happen before, so that's why I was a little nervous. But I know you stated right before I placed you on hold that the post office said to contact them. My supervisor said, and this is, you know, because I didn't provide her with an exact account number, just your name, zip code.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. This is a post office service. It's not covered by shipping. He pays with us. Okay, so it says her guess is that you requested forwarding service to your new address with the post office. So you may want to contact them.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our system, we have the updated address as you provided me with. Hold
yeah.
on. But I also seen your name twice. And if I'm not mistaken, it was something Oak. Was that the old address?
301 Oak Lane, yep.
Okay, now with that, hold on, I can go back into your account.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a move. When we started forwarding stuff around May 24th, but like I said, they've delivered 8 packages from you guys and never asked for additional postage.
The only thing that I can see here is... Now, you do have a Build the Titanic that has been in pending status. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. But I haven't received a shipment email on that at all. And that address should have been changed, too.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall... Hold on. I think I just received a response. Okay, so this is what she's just informing me of how it works on our end versus the post office. So definitely, all in all, contact the post office. But she
mm-hmm.
wanted me to inform you that we shipped it to the new address. We shipped it to the address we had on file the moment your card was pre-authorized. If you moved and asked
mm-hmm.
the post office for forwarding services, you would need to pay that to them. It doesn't go to us. So that's why it doesn't have any of our, like, you know, like your account number, etc.
So in other words, if they continue to do this, I could end up paying 5 times or 6 times the amount of shipping for each package that you guys have shipped since the 24th.
Now here's the thing. All of your other accounts that I was listing has
mm-hmm.
that your updated address. The only one that
yeah.
doesn't is a Titanic. So
okay.
can
you
update
that
update
one real
that.
Quick?
Yes.
Yeah. Like I said, I haven't received a shipment email on that one, so maybe it just fell through the woodwork. But normally I have all my Eagle Moss emails go to one folder.
Repeat your zip code
by
for
rule.
Me.
56013.
And then the updated address?
1119 South Galbraith, Galbraith Street, Blue Earth, Minnesota.
All right. This is going to take about a second to update in the system. Once it does,
okay.
I go back in to make sure each account has the same address, which prior to this it did. But definitely, once we disposition, reach out to the post office and
okay.
try to resolve the issue, because it's definitely not on our end.
Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
That's what I thought it was going to be, because this one, the one thing I will tell you is since you guys have started working with different shipping partners besides Pitney Bowes. There have, and this is more than just me, because I'm a member of some of the Facebook groups, is that it seems like each shipping partner is putting in their own rules and regulations. Like some are requiring signatures when they get to the door and a whole bunch of other funny stuff, if you know what I'm saying. So depending on who your shipping partner is, it's going to be a completely different experience from the Eleanor to the Enterprise D to... It's a completely different experience. So,
now, unfortunately,
that might be
the only thing I can say in regards to that concern would be to honestly just send an email to customer service, because certain things like that gets forwarded over to upper management. And, of course, you know, with enough people who feel the same way, maybe there's something they can do about it. But
and I understand that. I just tend to handle it when I'm on the phone for something different with you guys. Because I'm a disabled veteran, so I'm always home anyways. But other people, if they're at work or something, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So,
is there anything else I can assist you with?
I think I'm pretty good from there. I will give the post office a call. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much again for your patience, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.